There was another famous name that you met while you were in England. Wasn't it known as St. Mary's Hospital Medical School?
That's where Roger Bannister trained, at St. Mary's. Queen Square is a separate neurological hospital. It's a specialty hospital. The only thing within the walls, neurology and neurosurgery. Unlike our hospitals that are usually general hospitals, they've got specialists in every department within St. Francis, St. John's. These are general hospitals. In England, there's a tendency to have more specialized hospitals. And there's been this tendency from the beginning. Queen Square was the first neurological hospital in the world, the first hospital devoted strictly to neurology and neurosurgery. So Bannister, I think, trained at St. Mary's.
Roger Bannister, tell us why he was famous.
Well, he's famous for the four-minute mile at Oxford.
First man in history.
In history.
To run the mile in less than 4 minutes.
He was a medical student at Oxford, and he got interested in muscle physiology as a medical student. And studying muscle physiology, he got interested in athletics and sports and began running and working out. He didn't dream at the time that he was going to wind up a record breaker. But when he broke the four-minute mile at Oxford, he became world famous.
May 6, 1954.
My first job at Queen Square was on the Elkington ward, and he was senior registrar. I came on that as junior registrar. So we worked together for a year.
So he had already become famous, and you knew that.
Every patient that entered the hospital that saw Roger Bannister would say, "Look, there's Roger Bannister."
Of course, because you're there in 1960.
Yes, sir.
And this happened in 54.
In 54.
It was a thrill for you, too, to meet this man.
Absolutely. He was a fine man. He was a fine fellow. He studied neurology at Queen Square after leaving St. Mary's and Oxford, pre-medicine Oxford. But his specialty training was done right there at Queen Square, and he stayed on as resident in neurology. Senior registrar in neurology was his title at the time.
Were you back and forth with him much at all?
We were together all the time. We ate lunch together. We ate dinner together at Queen Square every day. He's just a fine man and a lot of help to me because things are so different there and terminology is quite different. Roger and I were working in the outpatients department. Roger was working at a desk doing some paperwork. A lady approached me and in the outpatients and said, "Doctor, I think I've fallen." Roger was within hearing distance, and I replied, "Well, I hope you didn't hurt yourself." Well, with this, Bannister nearly fell out of his chair laughing. I, at the time, didn't get it at all. It means, "I think I'm pregnant. I think I've fallen." She asked me, "Could you send me water to the toad?" She wanted a frog test, chorionic gonadotropin frog test for pregnancy. And I said, "Madam, you want the urology clinic, not the neurology clinic. You've come to the wrong place." But Bannister never let me forget that.
He was a neurologist.
He was a neurologist, fully trained neurologist, and had finished really his neurological training, but was working as, you might say, RMO, resident medical officer. This is when you finished all of your neurological training and then you're working as a senior member of a team. We were on the Elkington firm. J. St. C. Elkington was the neurologist in charge of the ward.
But then you're a surgeon, so that was an area that he was not...
That's right. But the only surgery I did there was that one case. I was studying bedside clinical diagnostic neurology.
Somehow the two of you hit it off?
We were good friends, and I learned a great deal from him.
Was he running just for pleasure at that time?
He was running every morning. He would get up every morning and run until he had an automobile accident and broke his ankle. After that, he had to give up the running, and I don't believe he ever really got back into it. He used to get up early every morning at Queen Square and run.
Did you ask him much about that day he broke the four-minute mile? Did you question him about it?
I didn't question him a great deal about it. Of course, you know, everyone in the world knew about this. He'd told the story so many times, you know. But he did tell me that he was a medical student at Oxford, particularly interested in muscle physiology. And that's how I got interested in running.
He's telling this
to me. One evening, he asked me if I wanted to go and see the play Oliver, which was just opening in London. He had tickets and couldn't go. So I rang my wife, and she came in with my little boy, who at that time was 17 months old. We had a visiting pediatric neurologist from Edinburgh that Roger invited to dinner. And Bannister and Mary and I, our son, was there. The visiting pediatric neurologist from Edinburgh. And the subject came up, how old is he? And Mary told him he's 17 months old. And he said, it's very interesting. They can't do L's. They just cannot do L's at that age. And my son replied, L's, L's, see the clock? And Roger Bannister hoorahed this guy until he left. He left the dinner and went away.
That's funny. That's great. By the way, we should say Roger Bannister is still living today, isn't he?
Roger's still alive, and he was warden of Pembroke College, Oxford. Warden would be like dean. He was warden there for a number of years, and now I believe he's fully retired. I don't believe he's at that job anymore.
Yeah.